We're having company. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Bobby's excited because he was just told that they're having company on Saturday morning. He was even more excited when he found out who was coming. It's going to be Sandy and his parents. Chuck and Diane are old friends of Robert and Kathy. They've known each other for many years, long before either couple had any children. They look for opportunities to get together and enjoy each other's company. They had discussed during the week that they would like to come over and have a cookout at the park. And while they're at the park, Sandy can sail his sailboat in the lake. This sounded like a great idea to everyone, so the plans were set. On Saturday morning, about 10 o'clock in the morning, the car pulled up at the curb. Robert went out and greeted them, but they didn't come into the house because the plan was to adjourn immediately to the park. Robert brought everything they needed for lunch and put it inside the boat, which was on the trailer. That way, lunch would arrive at the park when they arrive. The plan is the car and its inhabitants will drive on to the park, but Robert, Kathy, and the boys will walk to the park. They met near the lake, and Chuck had already picked out a good place for their cookout and picnic. Shortly, Chuck backed the boat trailer down the ramp to launch the sailboat. He and Sandy loosened it from the trailer and then repositioned it on the beach. They were going to sail this boat off the beach, not off the dock. The way the wind was coming, if they sailed the boat in and out of the dock, there would be a problem with the sail getting blown up against the dock, and it would just be lots of problems. It would be very difficult. This boat is very suitable for sailing off a beach, so that was the plan. They pulled the boat up onto the beach, securing it by its own weight, and then Chuck parked the trailer out of the way. The food was removed from the boat and taken to the table so that it could be organized into their cookout. It was a little too early to have lunch, but it was not too early to start the preliminaries on setting up for the picnic. Sandy and his father stepped the mast and put up the sail, letting it luff in the wind. They attached the rudder and got the centerboard ready because it would be needed once they got sailing. All the lines were set up properly. The sailboat was rigged for sailing. Sandy took it out by himself to make sure everything was properly adjusted and that there were no problems. He came back shortly. Sandy is 13 years old. He has been sailing this boat for about 1 year. He's actually pretty good at it, but he's not a super expert. His dad, Chuck, is a very good sailor. As you would expect, Sandy is learning sailing from his dad. The question arose, who would get the first ride? No one spoke up, and so it was offered to Craig. He almost seemed reluctant. He agreed, but he didn't seem very excited about this. He got in the boat, they applied his life jacket, and the boat was pushed off into the lake. Sandy put the centerboard down so that he would have longitudinal control, that is steering control, and then he pulled in on the sheet line, that is the rope that controls the boom, and as the wind filled the sail, the small boat started moving rather nicely. It didn't tip over very far, just a little, but it was moving well for a sailboat. This is when we get a clue about Craig's reluctance, because Craig knew that this sailboat really didn't go very fast compared to powerboats, and so he always found sailboats a little disappointing. They were quiet and slow, and he was more interested in perhaps noisy and fast. Craig had played a lot of video games, and he found sailing in a small sailboat a little tame. So they sailed a while, and Sandy sensed that Craig had had quite enough. So he asked him, would you like to go further, or would you like to try some of the sailing? And Craig said, no, it's okay. I'm ready to go back. So Sandy turned the boat around, let the sail out, and let the wind bring them right back to the beach where they'd started. He pulled up the centerboard and sailed the boat right up to the beach. Craig got out of the boat, thanked him for his ride, and took off his life jacket. Craig quickly disappeared because he was looking for that frisbee, and he wanted to entertain Oscar throwing the frisbee in the park. That was actually what he wanted to do on this outing. The next sailboat ride would be Bobby. Bobby and Sandy like each other a lot. Sandy has no siblings, so he finds Bobby a great substitute for a younger brother. Sandy pays a lot of attention to Bobby, and Bobby likes the attention. He's very impressed that a 13-year-old boy would treat him so well. So they have always gotten along well, and this ride would be a great joy for both of them. The boat was launched out into the lake. Sandy put the centerboard down so he could control the direction. He pulled the sheet line in, and the boat tilted over just a little bit and started moving rather rapidly across the lake. The forward progress that this boat made under Sandy's control thrilled Bobby. He beamed. He thought this was just great. So, at this point, Sandy decided to give Bobby a little sailing lesson, explaining how this small watercraft actually works. He described the various parts, the sheet line to control where the boom is. He talked about the rudder and the arm coming out of the rudder, the tiller. He explained to Bobby that you move the tiller arm in order to change the angle of the rudder. He explained that it was the rudder and the centerboard that allow the boat to be steered if the boat has forward progress, if the boat is moving forward through the water. If the boat is still in the water, of course, the rudder doesn't do anything. He explained all this to Bobby, and Bobby was very, very interested in this. Soon it was time to change directions. So he told Bobby that he was going to come about and that they would do what is called a tack. They're going to turn the boat toward the wind. The sail will luff, that is, it will just shudder in the wind without having any thrust, but he'll keep the momentum going and get the boat going in the other direction. Then the wind would fill the sail, and then they can continue going in that direction. He explained to Bobby that they would probably change directions by nearly 90 degrees. He warned Bobby that the boom would come through over where they were sitting, but it wouldn't do so very quickly, so it wouldn't be dangerous. After that explanation, Sandy tacked the boat to the right, set the sail, and they went off in that direction. He asked Bobby if he would like to steer with the tiller arm. Bobby was very interested in that. Sandy said, well, I'll control the sail. All you have to do is steer. They changed seats. so Bobby could easily reach the tiller arm. And then Sandy said, "Do you see where the boat is aimed?" "Yes." "Keep it aimed in that direction. Don't let it drift off to the right or the left." And with a little bit of coaching, Bobby was able to maintain control of his heading. And of course, Sandy was managing the sail. Bobby was thrilled, of course, because he was sailing a sailboat. He was driving. He's an 8-year-old kid. He can drive a bicycle, but he never dreamed he could drive a boat. This is super fun. And we seem to be going so fast. Sandy said, "You know, Bobby, you're taken to this very quickly. I think I should teach you something fun and a little bit dangerous." Bobby's eyes became very large and round. "How dangerous?" He said, "Just a little bit." He said, "Do you remember when we came about, we turned toward the wind and I said that that was a tack?" Bobby answered with nods. He said, "We're going to do the other way of coming about. We're going to do a jibe, which means I'm going to turn the boat away from the wind. And for a while, nothing will happen. And when we get fairly far around the turn, the wind is going to catch this sail from the backside and flip it to the other side of the boat. But the difference is with a jibe, that boom that came across our heads is going to come across super quick. And if you're sitting up too tall, it can knock you out of the boat. That's where the danger is. But I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, and you're going to keep your head down, and you get to enjoy a jibe in a sailboat." Bobby thought this was thrilling. Sandy turned to the right, falling off the wind, and as he did so, he let the sheet line out so that the sail would go further out, away from the center line of the boat. He kept his turn going, and he continued, and he explained what he was doing to Bobby. He said, "Now, right now, it's not going to flip, but when we get a little further around this turn, the wind's going to catch that sail, and it's going to rapidly go across over our heads. So make sure you're ducked down, okay?" Sandy continued the turn, and soon the wind did catch the back edge of the sail. And yes, it did flip the sail in the opposite direction. And yes, the boom swept across the deck very rapidly, but it missed both of their heads by quite a safety margin, because this was done under control. Also, the wind was not very strong. Sandy let the sail way out to the side of the boat because it was time to go back to the beach. He expected that lunch would be started, and so it's time to get back to the beach and see if he could be helpful fixing lunch. They again traded places so that Bobby could manage the tiller, and of course, Sandy managed the sail. They sailed all the way back to the beach in that fashion, and as they got into the shallows, Sandy reached up and grabbed the centerboard of the sailboat and pulled it out so that the centerboard would not hit the shallow sand, and he let Bobby sail that boat right up onto the beach. He let the sail go free by releasing the sheet line, and they both got out of the boat. They pulled the boat further up onto the beach to secure it, and then they took off their life jacket. Bobby noticed that as he was sailing the boat in, his mom was making video with her cell phone. So there's a movie of Bobby driving that sailboat. She also took a bunch of pictures of him with that sailboat. Sandy asked his mom if there was anything he could do to help prepare for lunch, but he was assured that the charcoal fire had already been made. It's basically time to put the burgers and hot dogs on. Nothing really to be done. Soon the burgers were finished. Lunch was served. Everyone had a lovely lunch. After lunch, while the cleanup was underway, Robert took the sailboat out by himself and sailed around a little bit. This was followed by Chuck doing the same. And by mid-afternoon, it was time to close out their picnic and go on home. They dropped the sail and the mast, put the sailboat on the trailer, and pulled it out of the water. Everything was secured for the trip. Everyone said their goodbyes, and then Chuck, Diane, and their son Sandy drove on home. Now it's time for Robert and Kathy to take the boys back home. They noticed that Oscar had had a wonderful time in the park, and he looked pretty tired. He drank a lot of water because of all the workout he got chasing that frisbee. As they walked home, everybody was very content. Bobby was very quiet. Unbeknownst to other people, Bobby's mind was racing, trying to figure out how old he would have to be to get his own sailboat, how he would do that. He was thinking that if Sandy started sailing at age 12, it's probably going to be about 4 years before he could get a sailboat. And of course, Bobby was also looking forward to the next time Sandy brings his sailboat out, because Bobby's going to be ready for his next sailing lesson, because he wants to learn how to control the sail, too. He already figured out that there's more to sailing a sailboat than just managing the tiller arm. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.